Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 69. Today you can listen to the second part of the interview with Catherine Whitcomb.
If I'm in the gym on the treadmill, yeah. Then I listen to podcasts, yes. on my iPod, and I have a lot of radio shows from public radio.
PBS or NPR?
NPR. I listen to This American Life, mm-hmm. a lot, and Fresh Air.
And Fresh Air, is that like, I've heard?
It's an interview show with a woman named Terry Gross from WHYY in Philadelphia.
So it's like a radio station which has a podcast edition. Right?
Yes. Or, yeah. On NPR. Yeah. It's syndicated nationally on NPR, and so I listen to her, and then I listen to some running podcasts.
Uh-huh. Are there running podcasts?
Of course. Why wouldn't there be? Tons of them. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Giving advice to her.
Interviewing famous marathoners or people that organize races, or. Physical therapists that talk
about. So you subscribe
about,
to these podcasts and then you download them.
And I also listen to this podcast that's the whole history of rum. It's a guy that writes these 30 to 40 minute episodes, and he's gotten now almost 200 of them, and I listen to all of them.
So can you say something about, a few words about this geospatial project, how the idea came? Was it first the Google Earth thing, and you like this tool, I guess, or was it Bob?
Well,
there?
It was initially Bob's idea, mm-hmm. because I had dragged him to a poetry reading, and mm-hmm. he was sitting there and in Seattle looking around, and I have a lot of friends in the poetry community in Seattle, mm-hmm. even though we live 100 miles away from there. He was just thinking about how all of us come from different parts of Washington, and that it would be an interesting thing to have a poetry map of Washington on Google Earth. And it was
a great idea.
It was, yeah. And it was really just a sort of, he wasn't serious uh-huh. about it when he first said it. You know, it was just kind of this,
like a brainwave.
Yeah, just kind of this, what we call like a toss-off, you uh-huh. know. He was just being casual about it, but all of the poets that were listening to him say this said, "Oh my goodness, what a fantastic idea." And I thought, well, I'm really interested in doing this, and I run a reading series at the university where I work, Central Washington University, called the Lion Rock Visiting Writers Series, and I thought we could debut the anthology there and invite a lot of these poets who would participate to do a big group reading and initiate the whole link with everybody included, and that would be great. Plus, that would be a great foray for me to do an anthology now that I'm in Washington, and to also work on an ebook as a result, because I'm interested in that also.
I mean, it really is such a great idea. Of course, interesting in the local, on the local level, like Washington State, but also, you know, Google Earth has these various levels, like you can include the pictures and the terrain, yes. et cetera, the traffic.
Right.
And then that could be like a poetry level, maybe mm-hmm. nationally, internationally.
Mm-hmm. Well,
connecting poetry to places.
Well, I'm very interested mm-hmm. in putting together something with the students here for Hungary. And
you mean like poetry that they can associate to certain places, or
poetry that they can write about where they're from mm-hmm. in Hungary, because I asked them, and only one of my students is actually from Pécs originally. Okay, dream map, Vienna. Now that no one loves me, some angels relinquish their architecture to circle my shoulders' arch. They lead me with shields outstretched like stiff-armed legionnaires. And some angels atop Karlskirche relent their rigid poses to gather instead around fountains, braiding each other's hair. Some surge through narrow alleys next to me, prickling the air. Angels whisper comfort to ghosts of overworked carriage horses until running black manes stream all down Lohengasse. Now that no one loves me, I see angels sleeping on worn velvet sofas in Café Hawelka, while große Brauners pass hand to hand over marble tables, silver spoons balanced between water glasses. I watch a bald angel arrange insects on a woman's shoulder as she strolls the Opernring, stretching out each spiny leg. I see angels erasing exit signs in vast, glowing Kunsthaus galleries, down stair after stair, then out upon the grand verandas. Now that no one loves me, angels unhook each precious painting to set the trees inside them free. They bestow straw and flower garlands upon wool-suited matrons and on me. Nietzsche wrote here, "The world is deep."
It's a very nice one. And we just saw these two angels walking.
Oh, yes, yes. They're everywhere, right? Yeah, no, that would have been good in the background.
It would have been perfect. Yeah.
You've been listening to the 69th episode of Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Until next time, take care.